We're looking at the Mehashileach to Va'era. This is the last piece in Va'era, and it's in these editions of the Mehashileach on page Samach Zayin, Chelik Aleph, page Samach Zayin. Inyan Hasheva Makos Shebeseda Hazeh. These specific seven Makos correspond Heim Neged Pasuk Shesh Heino Sonei Hashem V'sheva Toyavas Nafshoi. That there are six character traits and behaviors which HaKadosh Baruch Hu verily hates, and there's a seventh which is absolutely an abomination. It's Toyavas Nafshoi.
Why did it say Toyavos?
It's a Kriya Ksiv. The implication is that the others are also disgusting, and the Ksiv, however, saying so, while the Kri says that one is worse than all. V'zos teida, you have in this edition a hashlama, v'zos teida shekola oinchin sheyesh ba'olam. Not only the makos in Mitzrayim, any punishment that descends from heaven, anything that happens to a person, afilu etzel ha'ev dikachav mu'mazalas, not just to us, but to any human being. K'goin, shelepa'amim ha'shpilim sar echad v'noistim memshalo le'echad. One person's up, the other person's down. One person's reigning supreme while somebody else lost their position, their power, their health, whatever it might be. Hakol hu mehamidois harois. It is all caused by the negative traits and what it is that person has earned or not earned. Haniskarim, as they are mentioned in this pasuk of Shesh Heino Sonei Hashem. In other words, this pasuk is making reference to seven very, very important cardinal traits of a negative nature which have to be rooted out from each of us, from all of us. And the traits that they, in Mitzrayim, manifested, those were the reasons. Those traits were treated mida keneged mida, tit for tat, by the makos, as the Mei Shalach will explain. Rak shleima chishev l'sader ha'avoynos. Shleima Melech writes a seder of avoynos. L'fichach seder tchila avoyn kal v'achakach ha'chomer. He goes from those that are of lesser magnitude to the worst and most egregious sins. V'kan, but in the case of the makos, it's in reverse order. Kishenenshu Mitzrayim, al kol avonos halalu, shehayim mishukayim b'libam, when they were punished for all of these avonos that were so deeply rooted in them and in their hearts, nen shetchila al hachomer. And dam represents, therefore, something more chomer. Not necessarily that dam was more painful than, or more dangerous than, some of the other makos, but that which dam represents. The Avera, which dam represents, meaning you're going to have dam instead of water because of, that is the Avoin HaChomer. It's the most Chomer of them all. Let's now look at the Pasuk before we continue. So the Pasuk reads, Shesh Heino Sonei Hashem V'sheva Teyavas Nafshay. Einayim Ramos, haughtiness, gaiva.
That's the call.
Gaiva is a very bad midah, but it does not immediately bring destruction to other people. It does not necessarily immediately cause so much damage socially. It doesn't immediately damage others. Lashon Sheker, falsehood, that's worse. And then, of course, v'yadayim shevcha is dam naki, hurting someone, physically hurting other people. Lev chayresh machshevois oven, the fourth, is conspiring, having thoughts of and desire to do harm to others. Thoughts of doing harm, plotting, conspiring to do harm, thinking about how you wish to harm other people, how you will plan their demise. That's a lev chayresh machshavos oven. And the fifth is raglayim memaharos larutz l'ra'a. That's having the quick gliding movement always when there's something that I can do that's not right, just to be predisposed and to rush to do the wrong thing, almost as if it is lahachis. And finally, the last two are yafiach kizavim eid shaker, which is to speak falsely. And yafiach kizavim means to really say things that are chazav about other people and then cause other people to be condemned. Not just to lie for your own personal benefit so much as to lie about others. See the previous expression of sheker, where the pasuk says lashon sheker v'yadayim shefchus dam nakish. So lashon sheker is not necessarily with that kind of an insidious falsehood about other people where they are accused, falsely accused, and then the entire personality and the entire persona is assassinated. We are looking today in our own time, we're seeing what it is that the media will do and what people do with other people in character assassination. It's no longer just sufficient to disagree and disagree vehemently, but we don't just take apart the other person's opinion. We bring down the whole person. It's not enough to disagree with the person. You have to almost invalidate the whole person. And it's done, Shlomo HaMelech says, with being yafiach, meaning to blow up, to inflate, and make the person that you're talking about sound like he's evil incarnate. Eid shaker, and say absolutely false things about him or her. And finally, umishaleach medonim bein achim, to really bring about machlekes, to really rip society apart, to rip people one from another, families from each other, and within families, relationships, to just destroy people and the ability of other people to get along with other people. So that
these are in
the pasuk in Mishlei. We'll review them. Einayim ramos. Number one, lashon sheker. Number two, v'yadayim shavchos damnoki. Number three. Then, pasuk yudches. Number four, leiv chayresh machshavos oven, thinking, plotting about how you can might harm other people. Raglayim maris larutz l'ra'a, rushing to do others harm and to do harm in your relationship to God as well. Being quick. And maybe selfishly so, to make the decisions that you know are wrong and make them anyway. And finally, the last two, yafiach kzavim eid sheker, to be made sheker, formally or informally, to really bring about a person's downfall, character assassination, if you will. But it's an entirely false accusation, it's an entirely misdescription, and it's entirely... you know, miscategorization of who and what the other person is, but you just destroy them. And finally, the most outright destructive force for all of society is just to rip people apart from one another, make it impossible for a civil society to exist. Umishaleach midonim, to send out and to cause machlekes bein achim, between brothers. Now this last one, he's going to say, represents Makas Dam. Makas Dam comes to address this most egregious sin. Makas dam hu neged mishaleach midonim beinachim. Blood. And blood represents literally the spilling of blood and the fact that they cannot share and be at the same table with one another. Ki ikur haharchoko mehashem yisparach hu midas hakas. The midah of kas, anger. An anger that is planted in the hearts of Reuven against Shimon and Shimon against Reuven, that kas and the causing unnecessarily of kas is the most destructive force and the greatest sin. And that's what's marchik, it distances a person from Hashem Yisparach more than anything else. Ki af shahataiva gam kein meruchakas mehashem Yisparach. Obviously, a taiva is so moving of a person, it so displaces a person from Hashem. If you're busy, you know, trying to satisfy your felt needs and indulge the flesh, obviously, you're not involved with the Rebbein Shalom. Ach, ad yachal himatze ba taiv. But there are times when taiva, if moved and directed toward the right thing, so for instance, if a person has a taiva for kavod, for recognition, so it can be gained by doing something that's frivolous, or it can be gained by doing something that's quite honorable. And it might not be done lishma, but it's something that's being done that is an honorable act, and that will gain for the person the sense of dignity that otherwise eludes him or her. So it's not necessarily so terrible, because they've used or guided that, or co-opted the taiva in a more positive way. Taiva for learning Torah is another example. Excitement in Torah sometimes seems to be not necessarily the embrace of Hashem so much as maybe intellectual exercise, but it's so enjoyable. And the person's good at it. So the person excels at it and builds up a good name for himself because of his excellence in Torah. So that might not be the way Torah should be learned, but at least it's redirecting a certain felt need or desire and co-opting it in a more positive way. But kas is just a negative, and it's so destructive. Avol midas kas hu b'yaisem merucha k'mi Hashem Yisparach. You know, when a blood boils in a person, when the blood boils in someone, so that, you know, and then they have machlokes, that can mean, and has meant in history, the loss of tens of millions of lives in the short span of months or years. So that's what dam and makas dam represents, the last of these seven. The one before that is yafiach kizavim eid shaker, is, you know, making up lies and really creating out of another human being, describing that person so falsely and causing others to look at that person negatively. V'neged yafiach kizavim eid shaker hoya makas tzvardeya. The way the Mitzrayim spoke about Yisrael, the way they regarded Yisrael, they said terrible things about us. And that's what yafiach means. Shaloshin yafiach means to blow. Shekal davar katan, a small imperfection. And the shiftei ka, Am Yisrael, even in Mitzrayim at that early age, we were good people, fine people, not perfect. When a Mitzri saw something that wasn't perfect, oh, look at the Jews, look at the Hebrews. How you mafichim umagdilim, I say. They would inflate and blow up the thing. Look at that. Look at the, geez, these Hebrews, what, look at what they do. And of course, for us, that's a terrible thing to do. We're not supposed to, and we don't do that. Ki b'Yisrael ha-din hu. The din for Bnei Yisrael is, af k'she'echad roya b'chaveru shechotam. Even if somebody sees that his fellow Jew has done a sin, but he sees that alone, there are no other witnesses, Vain Eidim Badavar, Raku Levad De'Ra'a, he alone sees this. The din is Asur Le'Lahagid, he may not tell the Bezin, he may not tell anybody. You tell it to an individual, it's Lashon Hara. You tell it even to a Bezin, since there's nobody else who saw it, there's no toilet, nothing good can come, nothing is going to be addressed, the Bezin isn't going to act upon the witness, because it's Eid Echad. Ki Haimaisa, like the Gemara says, the story of Tuv Yechata. And there was a fellow named Zigud. And he got Malkus for coming in and saying Lashon Hara. Malkus Mardus they gave him. And the famous expression, Tuv Yechata v'Zigud Mingud. Tuv Yechata does the Avera, and Zigud gets the Malkus. And the answer is, yeah, because why are you telling over something when there's no, it's purposeless, it achieves nothing, and therefore it remains in the end just Lashon Hara. V'hu mipnei k'she'en eidim b'dover az raya. This is a fantastic thought, he says. If, when someone does something, there's no proof, and you're the only one who sees it, some eid echad sees it, az raya, that proves, ki Hashem yisbarach lo yirtze b'firsum hachet. If it was meant to become well known, you would not be witnessing it alone. Maybe Hashem wants you to go over to the person and gently correct the person and be mekayim hacheach techias samisecha. But Hashem does not want you to repeat it. And it's a raya that you only saw it, that only you and no one else saw it. That's a raya, that's proof positive that Hashem does not want it to be well known or known at all. Hashem wants it not to be known in this world. If Hashem wanted it to be known, somebody else would have been with you. Very, very, very fascinating approach. If it's meant to be known, there would have been two of you, and you would be able to go to a Bezdin and do the right thing. Here, if it only is you, one person alone, obviously Hashem does not want it to become known. He does not want it to become known. Avalheim, the Mitzrim, Hoyim, Mefarsim, and Ma'od, they would go out and tell publicly terrible things. And again, they were mafiach. They make it sound as if they're such terrible people. These Hebrews are so awful, taking a small matter and making out of it and fashioning it into proof that the Hebrew or the Hebrews are so awful. L'chein bo alei machas tzvardim. That's why they got tzvardim. Why? Because the tzvardim are making these noises constantly. Shehem gamkein, mekarkurim v'haimim. They're talking, croaking. And not only does that represent all of the incorrect expression, which the Mitzrayim and any one of us also should not be speaking about others, and especially when it's not for any positive purpose and no positive outcome is possible. He says, as a result of the fact that there was so much noise, they couldn't be heard. They were not able to make their voices heard. Where they used to say, the Jews, the Hebrews, with Makas Tzfardeya, they weren't talking, because they couldn't even hear each other. And that's the Mida Keneged Mida. And then Veneged. And then corresponding to Raglayim Maharois Larutz Lura'a, in corresponding to the idea of rushing to do evil, Hayamakas Kinim, the Maka of lice, they move very, very quickly. Yetzel Yisrael Nemar, Tzedek Yolinbo. Then in the good times, Yishayanov, he says, when the people are doing the right thing, so then if somebody is judged, even Chas V'Shalom, if the person is judged as Chayev, and Chayev for a punishment, we don't mete out the punishment until after another day passes. Hainush Hayim Alinim Esadin. Let it be reconsidered. Let all the Dayanim come back and say maybe they have found a reason to be mezaka, to find merit, and to exonerate the accused. Af bedavar shehu yodim shehadin imahem. Even when they knew that it's certainly the case that the person is chayv, and they have come to the final din. Af apikain lo hayim marim epnei shehu yoreitzim letzadeid v'limtza oitzchus. They were going to try to find some reason to at least perhaps let the person go without the punishment. V'hamitzriyim hayu lehefech. The Mitzriyim were the opposite. Shehoyim memarim letzair liYisrael. They would rush at every opportunity, rush to do us harm. Ach Hashem yisbarach b'chem losai. Baruch Hu shamram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watched over us. V'lepa'alu klum af b'mihirasam. As much as they rushed to do us harm, it did not help. We still continued to not only live, but thrive, and we grew, and the Torah says, "Kasher Yanu," I say, "Ken Yirba v'Ken Yifreitz." V'neged zehoy yamakas kinim ki bebriya ketana nimtza gam ken mehirus hatnua. It's very small, but very quick. It represents the speed with which the Mitzrayim would try at every turn to cause pain and suffering to a Jew. Ach ma yifol im kol mehirasei haloi katanhu. But kinim in their size represent the fact that with all of the speed, with all of the sense of purpose that the Mitzrayim had, it was their mission and their goal. They had a sense of purpose. Let's torture the Jew. Let's bring pain to the Jew. Let's harm the Hebrew. But in spite of that, they were not given to succeed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow them to succeed. And that is represented by the smallness of the kinim, of the lice. V'neged, leiv chayresh machshavos oven. Again, we're working backward in the psukim. Leiv chayresh machshavos oven. That they would have thoughts and plans and plot how we can do evil and what we can do to harm the Bnei Yisrael. V'neged leiv chayresh machshavos oven hoya makas arayv. Lefi shahaya machashvim eitzos lahara liyisrael. All kinds of ideas and all kinds of rationalizations. Alkein hoyamakas arev, arevus shalchayas rois, a whole admixture of various animals doing damage and harming, goring, biting in all kinds of different ways. Neged irvuv shal machshavos rois. And the fact that it's such a mixture of different animals, he says that represents all the tumult in the minds of the Mitzrayim, all the twisted calculations of how and in what way and when will I have the ability and the excuse for harming another Jew. You know, the machinations, if you will, of the enemy. The reasons they give, the excuses that they give about what the Jews are about, and all of it false, but so many different calculations of what the Jew is doing to harm society, what the Jew is doing to harm me, how will I plan and in what way will I counter that which the Jews are as a threat, even though we're not a threat. It's a classic, really, you know, idea of Jew hate. This is classic because we know that it's not just one cause. There are multiple allegations and multiple lies and canards about Jews. And throughout history, it's been the case that there have been these various descriptions of totally false notions of what the Jews want to do and what they are attempting to do. And then they, you know, have all of their ideas. How will we make sure that the Jew does not succeed? How do we make sure, for instance, that they don't achieve world dominion the way they really want to, as is published in their protocols of the Elders of Zion, right? How do we, and they plan and plot, and they have all these machshavos, all these ideas and all these thoughts, machshavos rois. Shehayah b'machshavtam. V'lezeh nemar b'makas arayv v'hifleisi. That's why the pasuk says v'hifleisi, that I'm going to separate and markedly. Am Yisrael will not suffer makas arayv. Levilti hayos sham arayv. There will not be arayv. And the Torah says this specifically in makas arayv because haynu shehashem yisbarach yivarer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show, and it'll be made clear, Ashaloi nimtza b'Yisrael shum irvuv b'machshavos, or b'machshavtam. The Jewish people have clear and pure thoughts. That they have clear and pure thoughts about the Ribbono Shel Olam. And even in regard to how they look at their taskmaster, of course they don't want to be smitten, they don't want to be whipped, but they're not dishonest and they're not plotting about what and how to bring retribution or revenge, that's not on the minds, on the pure minds and pure hearts of Am Yisrael. These convoluted thoughts and all of that kind of conspiratorial thinking is not on their agenda. It's not part of what we are. And that's why Arav, the Pasuk says, Behiflesi, Levilti Heyesham Arav, so that there will not be Arav amongst us. And then he says, Veneged, Yodayim Shevchais Domnoki, just simply taking life and causing the loss of life, that is Makas Dever. Because that's what plague is. Plague is, simply put, plague. The creatures, the animals, died. And finally, Veneged Lashon Sheker. That's next to the last. Lashon Sheker. Hayamakas Shkin. That was the Makkah of the Shkin of boils. La'asher he'izu p'neim b'divrei shaker. They spoke lies, and specifically lies about Klal Yisrael. L'chein nizbayishu k'mei shekosu v'lo yochlu ha'chatumim la'amoy l'fnei Moshe. They were so afflicted by the boils, they could not even be there in Moshe's presence. They could not be but scratching. They could not do anything but deal with their boils, try to alleviate their pain and suffering. It was all over their bodies. And the fact that it was all over their bodies, and that therefore they were unbecoming, they couldn't be with anyone, they couldn't be seen with anyone. This is all intended to bring out a certain busha, to cause them to actually experience shame. And this shame is retribution, it's payback for Lashon Sheker, for things that are said that are brazenly false, and that now they're not able to even be in Moshe's presence, not to hear or say even the truth as it's discussed between Moshe and the Pharaoh. And now, finally, V'neged Einayim Ramos, pride, gaiva. Sheyesh lahem hashpaos kol tov. Look at Mitzrayim. Look how wealthy Mitzrayim. Look at our Egypt, an advanced culture. The Nile providing so much irrigation, fish. Hera lahem makas barad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows them barad. Look what's coming down from heaven. Look what's coming down from a high place. Einayim Ramos means haughtiness, a sense of being aloof, believing that everything is coming to you from heaven. Belongs to you. It's rightfully yours, Mitzrayim, right? That you have such a marvelous country, such wealth, and such success. No, Hashem says, Her Lehem, Hashem shows them Makas Barot. Ki ikir ha'ashpa bo'elam hazeh, after all, the most important and most basic source of fructification of life is water, is rain. Hu geshem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Ru'u, I want you all in Mitzrayim to see. Eich ha-geshem shebo mitzidchem hu barad. You know what you deserve from heaven? You don't deserve water. You're not deserving of all of that which you have had until now, even though you pridefully think you are. And that your gods and your Pharaoh have provided for you, and that it's because you deserve it all. No. You know what you deserve instead of real rain, which represents all good beneficence? You deserve barad. You deserve barad. Fire and hail, fire and hailstone. And that's why this makkah, Makas Barad, was so tied up with Moshe Rabbeinu, both when he caused it and when he, so to speak, lifted up his hands and said, for the Pharaoh's sake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let it not fall anymore. And so to speak, he pushed it back and kept it from falling. This is all because Moshe Rabbeinu was so pure in not having gaiva. Moshe was the paradigm of humility. And that's why this makkah is so tied in with his being the messenger of Barad, because he is the one to tell the Mitzrayim, you need to be a little bit like a Moshe Rabbeinu. Your geus, your haughtiness, and the fact that you believe that everything that you have is coming to you, that's a very, very, very poor midah. Not only is that which you receive not coming to you, what you should get, rather than gishamim, would be barad. So, what he has done is he has taken Shlomo HaMelech's description of the seven worst character traits that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so despises. Sheish Heino Sonei Hashem V'Sheva Tayavas Nafshoi. And he has said that this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows them in the first seven Makos, one after the other. You have these terrible character traits in Mitzrayim. You Egyptians have these terrible midos, and these terrible ways of behaving, and these terrible ways of thinking. And each of the makas in succession addresses them from that most dangerous and the most destructive to society, which was, as we saw, Mishalech Medonim Bein Achim, causing machlokas, which is the midah of kas, which rips people apart from one another and rips people apart and away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, represented by the hat, blood, meaning represented by dam. One by one by one, he takes us through until barad, which is Einayim Ramos, a way of Hashem hinting to them that what they believe is coming to them, and what they believe they deserve because of their superiority, their anayim ramos, their haughtiness, is completely misfounded, and really what they would deserve instead of geshem would be the raining down of destruction, not the rain of beneficence.